Now, I want to introduce you to this guest because you've been trying to help her out online. And I really don't know what to do in this situation because she has been trying to deal with this since December 1st. So here's the situation. There's a dog, and I posted this online so you can continue to weigh in. There's a dog left out in the cold day after day. What do you do? I'm about to introduce you to an Ottawa woman who's been trying to help with a lot of runaround. She's alerted the authorities. She's gone to so many measures. She has given me a list, a log. It's practically a book of the things that she has done to try to help this dog. Joining us now is the very concerned neighbor and dog lover, Daniela. Welcome to the goods.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
When I first connected with you a few days ago, you were exhausted.
Yeah, very, very tired, lacking sleep and with everything that's been going on. So, yes.
So take us back to the beginning. How did all of this start?
So essentially, I was informed by a neighbor. My bedroom doesn't face this exact, it faces the opposite of the house. So initially, I didn't hear anything. And then I walked dogs and I said dogs. So I had a dog who I was afraid he was going to fall out of bed. So I slept in the spare room, which is facing the backyard. And so essentially, when I went to bed, it was about 11:30 and I heard this dog just crying, barking. It actually sounded like multiple dogs. And I was kind of tossing and turning, and I thought, you know, maybe somebody just left the dog out, and then it's going to come back in. And by 1:30 a.m., it was still going on. And 2:30 in the morning, it's still going on. So I had posted online in a community group that we have just to see, hey, does anybody know whose dog this is? And if it's your dog, please take it inside. And a lot of comments, obviously, right? Like, call this person. And then there was one guy that obviously wasn't the owner, just saying he was the owner. And so nothing came off that. And then it just went on day after day and other people have noticed. And so, you know, what do you do? And I thought, because it was at night, you call bylaw, you file a noise complaint is what they advise you to do. So I called bylaw and they took a report. However, you know, we'll send someone whenever that is. But then we also, after noticing that the dog had been outside, I had a glimpse of what the dog looked like and, you know, short hair, it was cold. I couldn't really see any shelter, food, water, or anything like that. And there was continuous barking or crying. So I decided to call animal welfare, which was a whole story on its own because they just took a report. And I said, what happens to the report? It gets submitted to the ministry. And then what happens? Well, we'll assign it to somebody. Timelines, I'm not sure. And
but the dog is outside in the cold.
The dog is constantly outside. Yeah. And so there was no follow-up with animal welfare at all. Bylaw did not come by. So I had called again. And, you know, you have the dates right in front of you there. So multiple times that I had called and then nothing happened to the point where
the counselor contacted bylaw for you as well.
I reached out. She saw my post on social media and then reached out to me. And then finally, when she reached out to bylaw, someone called me. An officer called me to say he would be by. And I said, that's fantastic. And I assumed he would be by later that day or at least the next day because, again, the dog's outside, right? And nothing for, like, I think it was 4 days. Mm-hmm. And I left voicemails because I had the officer's name. I said, okay, did you come by? What happened? Can you fill me in? Did you see? Did you talk to the owner? Like, anything. And I got nothing. And it was days before he then called me back and said he had been by, but the person hadn't been there, so he just left a note. And animal welfare had done the same. They also left a note. So, you know, and I ended up calling the police, like the local police department, because I felt like, you know, one night I called bylaw, then I called animal welfare. Then so animal welfare tells me to call bylaw. I hang up, I call bylaw. Bylaw tells me to call animal welfare. Then I'm being told to call the local police department. So I call them and they say, sorry, it's not us. You got to call animal welfare.
Who told you to call the police? Because the police specifically told me yesterday, deputy chief, this is not our jurisdiction.
I think there is a lot of misinformation between the parties that they don't actually know kind of who's responsible for what. And that is the big problem. Like, I think this is what we need to focus here is that you know, by law, like, and I talked to an officer yesterday who came by and he was very frustrated himself because he said it's just like there's so many gray areas where we don't know who's doing what and who's responsible for what, right? Because you're dealing with neglect of an animal, but then also they can fine for, you know, non-registered or, you know, if there is no food or water or shelter. So there's like different like parties involved and like who's doing what. And all the information I've gotten was very mixed because, for example, I had an email from Humane Society, which I fully support. And they said, if you see an animal in distress, you call 911. And I have that in writing. So it's like, I just feel like it's a whole circle of like, where do you go? What do you do?
Nobody knows what to do. If you're just joining us.
Super frustrating.
I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. Daniela is super frustrated. Imagine how this dog feels that is being left out in the cold day after day. So Danielle's been trying to help since December 1st. She's told by Humane Society. She's told by other authorities to call the police. The police are not the people whom she needs to call for this. The police told me yesterday it's bylaws responsibility 100%. That new legislation arose a few months ago. And after this legislation arose, it has been a cluster muck. There has been so much misinformation, disinformation. People don't know what to do. Is there enough funding to deal with this? Is there enough funding to deal with that? Meanwhile, there's a dog outside in the cold. So you go to the neighbor even, which is a risk to go to your neighbor and say, hey, your dog, what happened with that?
So I tried to talk to this individual and there was no talking at all. Like the door was shut in my face and they didn't even know why I wanted to talk to them, but I wanted to address the dog, obviously. I tried to reach out. I obtained a cell phone number from the individual. And I mean, first there was polite text when I reached out and I was very polite about it, just saying, you know, I'm a concerned neighbor. Can I help in any way? Like even offered myself to help because I am, you know, looking after dogs. And essentially was told, like, you know, mind your own business. And then the second time when I reached out, it wasn't as polite on their side. It was like, you know, mind your own business and leave me alone and that kind of stuff. So I left that alone.
You're leaving out the expletives too, because yes, I saw that in your notes.
Yes, because, you know, I'm frustrated with the whole system because, you know, I also have to live in the neighborhood. So I want to make sure that everybody's safe and, you know, it's a good neighborhood.
So people who are saying, why doesn't she steal the dog? Take the dog away.
And people have been telling me that. And, you know, like, I'm not going to lie. It has crossed my mind more than once. It's crossing my mind right now. I've reached out to people and said, you know what, we should jump this fence and go get this dog like right now. But understand that, you know, it's trespassing. It's a fine. Something could go wrong. Plus, if the tenants or the owners there, if they're home and something happens, then I'm in the middle of it. Like, who's to say there is not, you know, maybe there is a weapon. Maybe they come and attack me. Like, I'm not, you know, I haven't watched too many movies, but I want to stay safe and I want to keep everybody else safe. And, you know, everyone is concerned, but we're also concerned about, like, how to go about it, right? And so I think my main focus here is animal welfare is being advertised all over. Like, it's all over social media and, oh my God, this number has come into effect and please call this number. It's for urgent matters. This is the number you need to call. I've seen it on social media. I've heard it on the radio. I've read about it everywhere. And fact is, this number to me is useless. Like, I've called it. I had a friend call a couple of nights ago and she said, I'm going to ask a lot of questions because I just want to know what they do. And she asked so many questions. She was hung up on. And she said, this is an urgent matter. This was the night when it was like minus 29, where she said, this is urgent. And
the dog is outside in minus 29.
Yes. And the lady on the other line of animal welfare seemed a little confused. She said, we're going to submit it to the ministry. And my friend said, which ministry? And she said, oh, I don't know. And then my friend kept asking more questions and literally they hung up on her. So then she called back and got another person, but like nobody seemed to be, you know, and she just kept saying, all animal matters are urgent. What are you going to do about it? Like, tomorrow, the next day, in a week. And, you know, bylaw has their rules and people, and that's another thing there I think is a problem, that they have their shifts, right? And I don't know if they pass on a shift report to the other person, like nurses would be doing this, right? Like if you take over for a patient kind of thing. And I feel like that's not happening there. If somebody goes off, you know, for a couple of days, then there's no communication. So you hear nothing for like, you know, essentially 4 or 5 days.
Online, I have put up a question for you and I've also opened the phone lines for you to weigh in on this. Daniela is with us right now. She has seen her neighbor's dog neglected at least since December 1st. This dog is often left out in the cold day after day, whimpering, crying. Here's the thing. She has contacted that animal welfare line that's supposed to be there for you to make things seamless so that we could help our little buddies. And guess what? She has been given the runaround after runaround. Bylaw, runaround. Humane Society, runaround. Police, this isn't their jurisdiction. What is she supposed to do? Why do we have so much misinformation? And now, at a time when, as of January 1st, Ontario has the strictest animal and cruelty abuse laws in the country, why is there no difference? Because these laws are not affecting people on the individual level. These laws are mostly aimed at businesses and the bigger picture, but not in the instances like these. So we have a dog that's freezing to death, that's neglected, that is going through whatever horrors and minus 29 outside, and Daniela can't get help. We're going to get to your calls in a second, 613-521-8255, but Daniela, what are the things that you need to be resolved so that you could help with this situation?
I think there needs to be a lot of clarity on who to call. So who do you need to call for what? And then when you talk to the people that you're calling, they need to give you very straight directions. So they need to know on what you need to do, what they need from you, and what they can give you. I think there's a lot of miscommunication and everybody kind of passes the buck. So like, where do you go? Like, which department is bylaw? Which department is animal welfare? Where do you, like, who do you call? Who do you contact?
They don't even know. The people within these departments don't even
know. No, that's the problem. And they were saying that. So I was talking to a lady who actually works for animal welfare online a few weeks ago. And she herself was very frustrated because she said it's new. And, you know, there's a lot of miscommunication and unclarity and a lot of gray areas. So they're trying to figure it out themselves. And I guess there's also short staff, so they're getting more people involved. But to me, in the meantime, like, it was a matter of time, right? Because like, if an animal is left outside in the cold, you know, short hair, not sure what kind of shelter. There seems to be some kind of shelter. However, the roof has like a crack in it, so it's not even up to code as per bylaw. But I mean, it's like, to me, it's an urgent matter. So who do you call for an urgent matter? And like I said, at the end, I was told to call 911, which apparently is not who you're supposed to call. So
we don't even have the money in the system to help the people who are supposed to enforce these laws to take care of it. It just doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. This is a major gap in our so-called animal cruelty and abuse laws, which, how can we exercise them? How can we execute any of these poor laws anyways if there's nobody there to enforce them? I'm taking your calls on this as well as Daniela, the very concerned neighbor, sits in with me. And 613-521-8255 is the number that Alan from Ottawa dialed. Welcome to the good, sir. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think maybe somebody should donate a better dog house to him. You know, along with maybe a bag of dog food and blankets maybe for him to cuddle up into.
I understand where your intentions are with that, but I just think somebody who already doesn't appear to care about their dog at all doesn't even deserve to have a dog. But I definitely appreciate your intentions, Alan.
Now, my dog, he's sleeping with me right now on the comforter. His name's Sidney Crosby.
Of course, Sidney Crosby. I love you, even though I've never even met you.
All right.
Thank you so much, Alan. Amy from Vanier, welcome to the goods. What are your thoughts?
I don't even know how to express myself at this point when it comes to that. I mean, I'm a dog lover. I'm sure many other people are. I have four dogs. Three of them are rescues. And I just, you know, and I agree with your last comment with the last caller. I mean, somebody who doesn't seem to care about their animal shouldn't even have an animal. I mean, what if you left your child outside in the yard when it's cold and they stay outside?
Yeah, and the thing...
I mean, animals are people too.
And the thing is, you know, the thing is really, the way I see it too is the person does not care about the animal because bylaw has been by there. I've heard the person has been fined. So they just keep doing what they're doing. But, you know, in the meantime, the dog's still outside. So
no,
my main concern is just that dog to get it out of the cold, right? So that's what we want to get
there. If I knew where that dog was, I'd probably come and take it.
I think a lot of people
I'm getting that message from a lot
of people. They want to know what street this is on. They want to know the address. Oh, and I'm sorry, but I can't give that to you. I do have people who are reaching out. Thank you so much for your call, Amy. I do have people, by the way, who are reaching out. I'm obviously not going to say a phone number or anything on air, but for instance, one woman reached out. She wants me to pass along her phone number to you. She would like to help. And we have a lot of people who obviously online are saying they want to help. There's just no real way that people can help right now, because when Danielle has been trying to do this for more than a month and she's going to the very people who are supposed to help her, what is she supposed to do other than break the law and endanger herself and possibly the dog at the same time, and possibly anybody who wants to help her break the law? So continue to weigh in on that conversation online. We're going to follow up on this. Daniela, you'll keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very much for having me.
I feel so bad for that little Pookie Bear.
So do I. Yeah, like sleepless nights and tossing and turning. And sometimes I have the best ideas at night, but I can't just go and, you know.
Well, we're going to see if maybe somehow we can get some help for this situation. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods.